Hello and welcome to the Friday, November 8th, 2013 edition of the Sand and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Microsoft just released its preview of next week's Patch Tuesday. Looks like we have a total of 8 bulletins coming. 3 of these bulletins are rated critical. Among those critical bulletins, the first one is a patch for Internet Explorer, probably our normal Internet Explorer rollup patch. And then we have 2 more vulnerabilities that affect Microsoft Windows. Among the important vulnerabilities, we have 2 that affect Microsoft Office and 3 that affect Windows. Nothing that points to any server issues, so as usual, a very client-heavy Patch Tuesday, and overall, sort of an average Patch Tuesday. At this point, it doesn't look like we will get a patch for the TIFF vulnerability that was revealed earlier this week, but that would also be quite quick to get a fix for this vulnerability within a week, so maybe we'll have to wait until December for this one. And bug bounty programs keep increasing, with the latest one being a collaboration by Microsoft and Facebook to look for vulnerabilities in open source software. So some of the software is actually sort of competing with Microsoft, for example, like PHP, Ruby, Python, Apache, Nginx. If you find vulnerabilities in software like that, you will be able to claim a bug bounty by Microsoft and Facebook. They set up a site, hackerone.com, which has more details about this particular bug bounty program. It also includes some more generic bounties, for example, the internet, which essentially refers to protocol flaws, for example, and such, or flaws that affect more than one product, or sandbox escapes. These two categories are actually the categories that pay the most, $5,000, while some of the other categories like Apache and Nginx only pay $500 for an exploit. And the new Affordable Healthcare Act marketplace, healthcare.gov, apparently can't get a break. Arbor Network discovered a fairly simple denial of service tool that's being distributed, hoping that activists who don't like this new law are using this tool to participate in a denial of service attack against healthcare.gov. Arbor doesn't think that the tool is terribly successful. It's very simple. It just essentially tries to access 2 different URLs from the healthcare.gov marketplace. Now, it just looks at the index page and at the About Us page. Not even clear if it even goes after images on the page, just downloading the HTML. Likely the impact of such a tool is pretty minimal and probably easily covered by content distribution networks. Now, in the past, in our diaries and on this podcast, we talked about hashes and brute forcing hashes. If you're trying to brute force a hash, one of the first challenges you have to overcome is figuring out, well, what kind of hash it is. Some are pretty easy to spot, but there is a good number of different hashes out there. To make this easier, a new tool is now available, hashtag.py, which is a Python script, as the extension suggests, which apparently is able to identify over 250 different types of hashes, and that could easily be used as a first step before the actual hash brute forcing begins. And of course, the entire NSA spying on internet users affair isn't going away, and couple small developments here. First of all, the IETF, the Internet Engineering Task Force, is discussing some countermeasures at its latest meeting, and Google decided to start encrypting its internal networks after finding out that it was compromised by the NSA. Overall, really, well, it existed before and it was mentioned before. I think it was at this or last year's RSA conference when General Alexander, the head of the NSA, stated that the NSA is encrypting all of its own network traffic internally because it is assuming the network is compromised. And as far as the protocols go, most of the protocols we use right now, whether it is email, HTTP, or many of the voice over IP protocols, do have a TLS option that is just usually not deployed. So if anything will change, more encryption is probably a good thing because the NSA isn't the only one doing the sniffing. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.